1101 at WMFO Medford. Did you hear the squeak?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was my headphone, though.
I think it was.
Oh, yay. Sorry.
Yeah. So we love
the squeaky
that.
Chair and the squeaky headphone.
That's right. So we love what just played, didn't we? That was.
We
that
loved
was,
it. I hope Cheryl was listening.
Yeah, the Elton John, man. You can't go wrong with the Elton John.
No.
No.
He's coming to town.
Yeah, see, I'm going to see him in Miami because why would I see him here?
I know. That's why I'm going to Saratoga Springs to see Ringo.
Yeah, well, I'm
going to
be down for Thanksgiving in
Me too.
Florida. We'll be on the same plane again?
I hope so.
Yeah. So I'm going to go see him with my brother because he's our absolute favorite.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. It's going to be really nice. Before Elton, that was Bad Side of the Moon, we played what a great song. Sean Mullins from the Honeydew CD a little while ago. Nameless Faces. Yeah, great track. And new Paul McCartney, brand new from Egypt Station is the name of the CD. That was Who Cares?
Who does care? You know who doesn't care?
No.
Melania. She doesn't care.
No, she doesn't.
Do you?
She has a jacket that said that.
I know.
The whole world saw that. Yeah, Sue, I'm so happy to see you.
I'm happy to see you too, Mike.
Yeah. So, yeah, I already talked about things and such and what's happening. So, I don't think I have anything else to say.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
Thank you.
And Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov.
That was a clue for everybody
good
listening out there. Yeah, good Yontif to you too. Yeah. What else can we do? I don't know. So, you are going to play something for the Queen of Soul here.
Yeah.
You weren't here.
I wasn't. You know, I've been at camp. I've been at camp. Mm-hmm. Another great year. My 17th. Mm-hmm. Out of the 22 years that camp has been running, and
so
it was fabulous.
Why do you have to refer to it twice?
It's a camp so nice they named it twice.
Oh.
It's a little play. It's a GLBT camp, so it's camp.
Is it campy? It's campy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I get it.
It's camp. I don't know if it's camp or camp. But either way.
I think it could be taken either way.
Yeah.
Both connotations are good.
Yeah.
That was a big word for me.
Yeah. It is great, by the way. Campcamp.com. Check it out. It is so much fun. I still haven't recovered. I'm exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
But anyway.
Mm-hmm. In the grand scheme of things. Yeah. So Aretha passed away right before we left for camp.
Yeah.
And the good news, there is no good news. I mean, I'm really sad. Aretha's one of my favorite of all time.
I did a whole half hour.
Yeah.
And it didn't even break this, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you could just listen forever.
Yep.
So I had a 2.5-hour drive up to camp in Maine, and the satellite radio had a whole Aretha channel tribute going on. So I got to listen to a lot of Aretha on my way. At least that was, you know, the sort of the positive part for me.
Yeah.
So anyway, when she died, I was thinking, like, were there any Aretha songs with harmonica? And I couldn't think of any. And
no,
then,
certainly not that she played.
No, well, she didn't play harmonica, but, like, you know how I love the harmonica.
I do know that about you.
So anyway, when I was listening, they played at least one song that had harmonica in it. So I made a note of that, and we're going to hear one of those in my first set this morning, which will be Aretha. And then later, Madeline Peru has a new album, so we'll be hearing some stuff from that.
Yeah.
I have Sarah Blacker tickets to give away.
Ah.
And new music. I'm going to play sort of a lot of Americana / sort of alt-country kind of stuff.
Oh,
and some
that.
Blues and maybe some jazz. So got a lot of stuff planned for you.
All right.
Should
I'll be listening. Everybody be listening. You have the power to kick it
I
off.
I do.
You can
All
push
right.
the play button.
So it's time for Something About the Women, and here's the Queen of Soul.
Bye, everybody.
to have us a little talk. Gonna have to pack up my things, I'm gonna walk. You say a dollar goes from hand to hand, but before I see you go from woman to woman, I'd rather drink muddy water, sleep out in a hollow. I don't believe you know how to be on the square. Now go on and have your fun if you must, but before I'll have another man that I cannot trust, I'd rather drink muddy water, sleep out in a hollow log. Yeah, leave me a sofa right now, Daddy Harris. Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Aretha, I miss you already. That was a little set of Aretha Franklin. That was Baby, I Love You. I love that song. And then we heard, before that, Don't Let Me Lose This Dream, Muddy Water Blues, great rendition by Aretha. And then Evil Gal Blues, and you heard the harmonica. That's what we were talking about. I couldn't think of one, and then there it was, Evil Gal Blues. Anyway, R.I.P. Aretha, I miss you. I miss your hat. You are one great lady, and there's so much music out there that you probably haven't even heard it all. There's so much Aretha Franklin, so go and do yourself a favor and listen to some older albums. She did an album pretty recently where she was singing other divas' songs, really excellent. So, Aretha, we will never forget you. And speaking of great divas, so Bessie Smith, right? One of the first really great jazz blues singers to get any recognition, at least. And Rory Block has just done a tribute album. Rory Block's gig the last several years has been to take an artist, a blues artist, and then do an album of all their songs in her own style. So anyway, so Rory Block's new one is a Bessie Smith tribute. So let's hear something from that, and then we'll continue on with the show. Stay tuned. You're listening, of course, to Something About the Women on 91.5 WMFO.
But spinach never appealed to me. But one day while having dinner with a guy, I decided to give it a try. I didn't like it the first time, it was so new to me. I didn't like it the first time, I was so young, you see. I used to run away from the stuff, but now somehow I can't get enough. I didn't like it the first time, oh how it grew on me. I didn't like it the first time I had it on a date. Although the first was the worst time, right now I think it's great. Somehow it's always hitting the spot, especially when they bring it in hot. I didn't like it the first time, but oh how it grew on me. Getting much younger, so I just made the change. No longer is the stuff on the shelf, 'cause now I make a pig of myself. I didn't like it the first time, but oh how it grew on me. Cause I've gotten wise, I got enough for 24 guys. I didn't like it the first time, but oh how it grew on me. I didn't like it the first time, but oh how it grew on me.
Don't matter what you wear, you got the right shoes. needs a little help. Daddy told me, baby, if they can't hear you, better yell. Grandma sat me down and said I could be what I wanna be. Granddaddy said this world is yours, but it ain't gonna come easy. Just because it's hard, that don't mean it ain't for you. Don't waste your precious time telling you what you can't do. Ring around the roses, we all fall down, but it ain't the end. If at first you don't succeed, try, try again, try again.
now going
on my
baby's there.
My baby's there.
Gone to Memphis.
Gone to Memphis.
See that world of fair.
This beautiful life. Imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more?
Loving one who loves you and then taking that vow.
Nice work if you can get it,
and if you get it,
a nice little end to a set. Yeah, you heard a man's voice, but you also heard a woman's voice. Diana Krall and Tony Bennett have a new album coming out. It's called Love Is Here to Stay, and that was nice work if you can get it from that album. Diana Krall's going to be in Medford, right here where WMFO is, at the Chevalier Theater in early October. I'm going with Jane. She's one of our other DJs. If you want to see Diana Krall in a really cool theater that's very convenient to get to, check it out. The Chevalier Theater in Medford is going to have Diana Krall. Yay! Looking forward to that. We heard from Marcia Ball. Her new album is called Shine Bright, and we heard World Full of Love. Samantha Fish from her latest Belle of the West. We heard Poor Black Maddie. Gina Cecilia has a new one called Heard the Lie, and we heard the title track to that. Kat Riggins gave us Try, Try Again. Sister Susie, an artist that I am not familiar with, but I listened to her album called Ain't No Lady that just came out, and I really loved it. We heard the song New Shoes. That's Sister Susie. And then we heard two suggestive double entendre type songs. We heard Julia Lee doing I Didn't Like It the First Time, and Rory Block from her new tribute to Bessie Smith, we heard Need a Little Sugar in My Bowl. That brings us to 11:46 here on Something About the Women. This is, of course, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. In just a few minutes, I'm going to be giving away tickets to see Sarah Blacker and New England Groove Association. They are going to be playing at Club Passim next Saturday, September 15th. It's a 7 p.m. The doors open at 7. The show's at 8. Passim actually has great food and drink, and it's an intimate place to see a show, great place to see a show. And I'm going to have a couple pairs of tickets to give away. And I will be doing that just after noontime. So stay tuned for that. You'll want to jot down the number where you're going to call me. And that number is 855-915-9636. It's 855-915-WMFO. Get it? 915. That's our numbers there. WMFO. So 855-915-9636 is the number that you're going to call later, a little bit after noontime, to win some tickets to see Sarah Blacker and New England Groove Association at Club Passim. All right, check out the Something About the Women radio show for more info about that show. All righty, what else have I got to tell you? We got a new set of music from Madeline Peyrou coming up next. She's got a new album out. It's called Anthem, and it's really a nice album. It just came out, and I listened to the whole thing and really enjoyed it. And I wanted to read you from an interview. So the cover of the album, which some of the songs on the album are sort of inspired by what's going on in our country right now. Even though Madeleine Peyrou sings in French a lot and lived in France for a while, she's actually born in Georgia. So the cover of the album is three horizontal bands of color in blue, white, and red, and they're sort of melting into each other, kind of like a flag, but not like necessarily the flag of any specific country. And here's what she said about it. It's meant to be blurred and unclear. I took the colors of the American flag and placed them in a way that didn't represent any particular flag or any political policy that I could find. I wanted to evoke a question. Where do you stand? I'm questioning what we believe in and what we think democracy means and how we intend to continue to create it. So Madeleine Peyrou, who hasn't really been terribly political in the past, is getting political with this new album. And I don't think it's heavy-handed at all, but you may hear some of that in the few tracks from this album that I've chosen to play for you. So we are going to hear three or four tracks from this new album. And again, it's Madeleine Peyrou, and I hope you enjoy it here on Something About the Women.
Nobody's causing any trouble. Nobody's trying to pick a fight. We're all just soaking up the Sunday summer sun, feeling glad to be alive. Ain't gonna worry about tomorrow, and even less about today. We're gonna watch the light go down on the horizon, let every moment slip away. Jesse tore up his apartment, just why he wouldn't say. Now he sits there in his bedroom and he won't come out to play. Oh yeah, it's a Sunday afternoon. I got Captain Crunch and Reefer and old cartoons. Tomorrow it'll be too soon. I'm lazing on a Sunday afternoon. Sunday afternoon. The daily news keeps getting stranger, but Medical Mary keeps me cool. They all used to say I'd be a failure, but I'm breezing. Although I know sometimes I get a bit confused. Everybody needs a purpose, some kind of driving force in life. I ain't gonna have the admiration of the world, but I'm already famous in my mind. Martha hitched from San Francisco back to her parents by the bay. She's doing mandalas and boxing. At least that's what the doctor says. If the aliens are coming, I hope they come soon. We're lazing on a Sunday afternoon. A Sunday afternoon.
And every congressman comes with a prize. And the streets are jail for the weak and the frail, a predator's paradise. And we all know how the cold wind blows and cuts like the blade of a knife. It's a zero-sum game, you got to learn to play, learn how to load the dice. It's every man for himself, so grab the wealth, feel the poor under your heel in the brand new deal.
Oh, sure, Sandy.
Thank you.
Are your joints trying to tell you something?
Hey, Ned, how about tossing me that pencil?
No problem.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
The fact is, for healthy bones, joints, and muscles, weekend exercise just isn't enough. You should exercise a total of 30 minutes every day.
Hello. Oh, sure, Tim. I'll walk right over.
Try jogging or going for quick walks or taking the stairs instead of the elevator.
Be right there, Tim.
For more ideas on building a healthier body, call 1-800-824-BONES or visit aaos.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. We keep you well connected.
Bye-bye, Ned.
Oh, bye, Sandy.
You're listening to Something About the Women on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Come to the day is new, hit the floor, crack the door. What do I see? Strange kid standing there, who is that in the mirror? Could it be me?